There we go. So we're being recorded. So just when you're building the business model out, you have to have an idea of how you're going to monetize some of these digital assets that you have. So in this particular case, you have a Kindle book or Kindle books, and you have, it's an asset. So you have to decide, how am I going to use this asset? Is it something that I'm going to use to build a list with? Am I going to use it as a sort of a lead magnet, something that's of value to people that I will give to them in exchange for their email address? So, that's how you're converting that asset to something of value, in this case, just an email address, right? The other thing you can do is you can sell the Kindle book. So you just say, look, the book is here. Here's the excerpt. Here's the cover. This is what it's about. It's 48 pages. It's 22 pages. And it's going to give you these three or four or five benefits. And it's $7.77 or whatever you end up deciding to charge for it. But it's still an asset. And you've monetized it through give me cash for it, as opposed to just give me an email address for it. And then the other thing you can do is you can say, okay, that's great. I have the Kindle book. It's an asset. I'm going to fill my asset with links that have value in them. And I'm going to give away my asset and hope that people click on the affiliate links that I put within the book. And those links are to other vendors that you're partnering with. And, you're hoping that you do a good job of conveying in the book that, yes, you need these other products and services that your partners have, and they're going to click the links and purchase something from them. And there's value to that. If you're selling the book at $4 or $5 because it's a small book, but, for example, you have affiliate links for, managed WordPress hosting and support with WP Blog Support, you can earn $5 a month if someone signs up with us. So you could earn $60 a year, $5 a month for every book that went out that someone signed up with. So do you spend time selling the book for $5 one off, or do you spend time giving the book away and, have lots of affiliate links in it? And you can do it blended, too. So you can have a low price on the book and also include affiliate links. You can do both. But you kind of have to decide up front which way that you want to do it and do it consistently. Because the last thing you want to do is, this week you're giving away the book. Next week you're charging for it. The week after that, you're not charging for it, but there's all sorts of affiliate links in it. It's like, if you're going to do Kindle books or you're going to do these kind of digital assets, you need more than one asset, money spokes. Remember, you want to have multiple spokes, these low-end spokes, to get people engaged with you. But just do it and continue to do it. So does that help? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I appreciate that you're making it very clear.
Yeah.
It's basically an either-or, and yes, I could try one, and if it doesn't work, then do something else. But
yeah.
Not to go jumping from, this or that or this or that, or not be sure.
Yeah.
And
test it. But if, as soon as you find one that works, duplicate it.
Yeah.
If you find, for example, that you can sell the book for $5 and have affiliate links in it, and people will pay the $5, and people click on the odd link or two, and you get an affiliate commission from the links inside the book, just start pumping out books.
Right.
And follow the same format. What I'm trying to say is, if you find one that works, don't try and do it completely different for the next book.
Right.
So, do some testing, find out one that works, find the topics that, you're getting pick up on, find out, I can charge $5, or no, I can't charge. or yes, I can get an email address for this, or no, I can't even get an email address for this. I just got to flood the market and give it away with all sorts of affiliate links. So,
right.
But just kind of pick one, find one that works, and then get it going, and then duplicate it.
It was funny
this morning, like I saw this morning on Good Morning America, I think it was, there was a guy on TV that has the Guinness World Record.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what one of his records is?
What?
He has a record for having the most records in the Guinness Book of World Records. He has 500 and some Guinness Book of World Records records, and 220 of them are current records.
Oh.
But he made a career of having records, right? So he just found a formula that works, and he's duplicated it. But now he's become really successful in what he chose to do, which was be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Gotcha.
Okay, so if you find something that works and you've got a system for it, he just started going, what are these odd things that I can do that most people don't ever do that I can have a record for? But his goal wasn't to have the record. It was to have the record of records. So just sort of think bigger in that perspective once you get something that kind of works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. I personally am not, I'm not really excited about making a bunch of courses.
Okay, then don't do it.
Yeah. So I like this alternative. And of course, if the idea of having the affiliate in it doesn't work, then maybe a lot of it is that I've got these other things going on.
Yep.
Maybe these other things, I will have finished them. And if it's appropriate, I can make courses then. But
yeah, absolutely.
In fact, I've heard people talking about making a book, you know, on Amazon, you can get Select, which
mm-hmm.
gives you 5 days every 3 months that's free.
Yeah.
So one way I could do that is because I've got 4 books in this series, one of those can be free for 5 days every, you know, so that means a total of 20 days, almost a month, between the 4 of them that they're free.
Yeah.
The other way is I have heard that people have figured out ways of making a book permanently free on Amazon.
Okay.
And that might be the way to go with this.
Yeah, and I don't personally, like, I don't have any Amazon books myself, so I can't comment on that. But the one thing that you did say that I think that you always should bear in mind is that the books that you have are in a series.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're all books that are related to each other, right?
Absolutely. They
So that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. So one of those books, like number one, can be the one that's on permanent free. And then it will also work. You can't have an affiliate. I've got an affiliate relationship with Amazon, but you can't put your affiliate link in a book. But
mm-hmm.
I can still promote my other books in the series, which will result in sales. And I can also have the affiliate in that first book that's on permanent free.
Yeah.
And also, in all the books, I would like to have a free bonus with, you know, a lead magnet, and then so that'll put them, I don't know, haven't thought this part through, but that's one way of capturing emails and promoting the affiliates that way.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So say if I have a video or I have information about WP block support or whatever, that when it'll be through that bonus link where they get a checklist, and now they're on my autoresponder or whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And the thing is with the series is
yeah.
that technically when you have a series, it's
mm-hmm.
you know, when you I always talk about, I want you just to keep this in the back of your mind. You can always have the same information in a different format sequenced together to become a course or a membership site. So if you have a series of books that are all related to each other so that the ending of each book leads to the beginning of the next book,
yeah,
technically that is a course, right?
Oh, sure.
Because
yeah.
the book by themselves are just books, but if you have 4 books in a series or 8 books or 10 books in a series, and the books are related to how to do something or, you know, something along those lines where you're teaching someone something, the 10 books each become a lesson in a course.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And the thing to remember is that just because when you say a course doesn't have to be a video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think of a course as information and action.
Mm.
So it's like if you give someone information, the thing that's nice about a course is it allows you to quiz people, give people action items, and then only allow them to kind of go on to the next step if they complete the action items.
Mm.
Okay, so just and the value for that for you as the vendor is it's one thing to give people access to information, there's a value point in how much you can charge for that, but you can always charge more if you help people implement the information that you're giving them.
Just like you help me.
Well, yeah, like if I just give you information, here's your book,
I can
charge you a certain amount of money for it, for that information. And sometimes
right.
in very competitive markets, it's free, right? I can't charge for it because everyone and their uncle is giving the same information.
Right.
But if I organize the information in a way that requires you to take steps or action items or verify to me that you've picked up the information, acted on it, you understand it, and go on to the next level. And I only allow you to go on to the next level if you show in a competence level or an understanding of it, then I can charge you more for that.
True.
Because no one else is necessarily doing that. So if you have a series of books and they are related to each other in terms of steps or action items, all I'm saying is just think in the back of your mind, once you have 4 books or 6 books or you have an outcome that's
mm-hmm.
related to those series of books, then you can turn it into a course. So don't say, when you're saying I don't like courses or I don't like doing courses, a course is the natural outcome that comes from a series of information products that are related to each other.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very helpful. It's not so much that I don't like courses, it's that I have no experience with them for one thing, and I'm working on something else, and I just can't do 2 things.
Yeah.
2 sets of courses at once. But you're basically saying because I'm putting the time and energy into making a product with information and content in it, I'm already basically doing the groundwork for a course.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Because it's a series, and you know what else I really like about it? Part of what's in my mind with this particular topic, as far as books go on Amazon, there is no way. It would take a huge amount for me to be number one. And it would be unreasonable for me to think that I am going to usurp the number one position.
Mm-hmm.
because I see the way these number one books, how they're marketed on YouTube and everything else.
Yeah.
My God, they've got this whole thing sewn up.
Yeah.
And it's so clever and it's so subtle that they are the outstanding experts like on earth kind of thing, you know. So it's foolish for me to say, oh, now I'm going to, you know, that I've got a chance to compete with that because I don't.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, there's people that are blazing the trail and they've got a system that they're using, and you have to be willing to want to market and follow those steps if you want to use the same system. So, yeah, it can be hard.
And they're way, way ahead of me. It's and I would have to devote my life to this, and I'm not willing for that. So I like that there's an alternative, and I like it.
Good.
I like
Go for it.
I thought I was thinking about some kind of a dead end, and just basically trying to get this information off the back burner and not have it bugging me. But you've shown me that there's way more I can do with it.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Go for it.
That's great.
Go for it.
So then I don't have to twist myself into a pretzel to make sure that right from the beginning I have the requisite 25 reviews on Amazon. You know, there's all this stuff. If you want to succeed, you've got to have this and you've got to do that. I don't have to worry about that.
Good.
Excellent.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Really? My mind is spinning. You just gave me a way of, I don't know exactly what the right words are. Just you gave me more power to do something.
Good.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stop this recording now for a bit.
Yep.